Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Although I've only had a week's break from the podcast, I have had 2 weeks on holiday. I was going to let this episode go and not record one, but it's 7:30, I'm in the office, and I thought, you know what, I've got time to record a little something for you all and get one out today, even though it might be slightly later than normal. Now, I'm going to kind of catch up, I think, next episode in terms of my holiday and different things that I've been thinking that I want to share with you all. But this episode, I wanted to just talk about some lovely little offerings that I feel like the universe has been sending me lately. Now, I did an episode where I talked about angel numbers, and I said, do you know what, it's not something I ever see, but I gave you all a brief description, because some people say angel numbers all the time, and I genuinely don't, and I have kind of tried to be a bit more eyes wide open to it, and looking, you know, I guess kind of when I check the time, or be conscious of the time, and different things, but honestly, nothing. I was saying to the universe, come on, show me some more angel numbers, and nothing. But I'll tell you what I have been getting instead. I put this in my Month to Manifest Facebook group. In terms of, I've been asking the universe for little signs that I am going in the right direction in a certain area of my life. And I kind of thought angel numbers would be the thing that I would say. And instead, what I've been seeing a lot of is feathers. Now, I am very conscious of feathers if I see them, because I do believe that feathers are a sign of someone who's passed, someone who's walking beside you, someone who's looking after you. And if you'll remember, I did an episode where I talked about the women's football and how England had won the Euros, and how the manager had that bracelet on her arm, and it was her sister's who'd passed away. And I struggled to do that episode for you because I felt quite emotional about it, because I am, like most people who've lost somebody, I really feel a connection to somebody who has passed, and don't feel like that is lost just because they're not in the physical space anymore. So feathers have always been a real sign for me. If I see one, I think, oh, somebody's with us right now. And it's a lovely comfort thing. And whether you think I'm crazy or not, let us have that comfort. So even though I haven't been seeing angel numbers, as I say, I've been seeing white feathers everywhere. And I'm talking like in my office, like at home or in the street. And then a few weeks ago, I was taking Toby for a walk. And where we live, there's like a lovely woodland area at the back. And I was going in the woods with the dog. And there was kind of a bit, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a commotion kind of going on in the tree above us. And I was like, what the hell's going on there? And I looked up and it was either two birds getting angry with each other, or it was like a mating call or whatever, I don't know. But like there was a lot of commotion between these two birds. And I just kind of stood back and watched for a little bit. And I mean, I love our woodland area. I do think it's like a place of magic, because it is. It's just like, you know, one minute you can hear a woodpecker, one minute you can hear the owls, you know, the next minute you might see a deer. Like it is totally, totally idyllic. So I'm standing back, I'm watching. And then this feather floats down, obviously, because they're kind of like flying all over the place. This feather floats down, and then I see one of them poop. And I'm thinking, glad I'm not standing under that tree. And then as I'm walking back with Toby, I realise they'd pooped on Toby. And even that made us laugh a little bit, because I know my mum always said, and if you haven't listened to the episodes before, my mum passed away just before the start of the pandemic. you know, she would always say that if a bird pooped on you, it was like a sign of luck, or that money was coming to you, or something like that. And I was laughing at myself with that. And anyway, I put all of this in the Facebook group. It was a Thursday morning, because Thursdays are my day off. Yeah, so I put that in the Facebook group, and then I just went about my day. Thursdays are Nico days. I spend the day with my son. And we tend to meet up with his little best mates and their mum. And so I'd went round to her house, and we'd kind of sat and had a coffee, and then we were going to go out somewhere. And as I'd walked into her house, I saw this really long white feather. Like, I don't really know what type of bird it would have been off. I don't even know if it was too big for a seagull. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was a really long white feather. And I remember kind of chuckling to myself, as if to say, like, you know, this is like another big sign that you're getting. And it was literally at our front door. And then, as I say, so I went in the house, had a coffee, came back out. And as we're trying to get the boys in the car, so my boy in my car and her kids in her car, I'm strapping Nico in, and there comes his little friend Sebastian. He runs round with this feather, and he went, "Yeah, Nico, you can have this feather." And then he ran back to his car. So this feather is now in my car. So again, another sign. And that was maybe about 2 weeks before I went on holiday. And then when I come back from holiday, again, another feather appeared, and Nico picked it up and just brought it in the car. And bearing in mind, I'm not talking to Nico about these feathers. So now I've got two feathers in my car. And I just think, you know, that there's a lovely kind of joy in just asking the universe to deliver you things that either you're on the right track, or signs that you should be going in a certain direction. Because with these things that we're asking for, we've kind of got no resistance to it, because we don't know what the answer is going to be, we don't know what the outcome's going to be. So you tend to find that you will always get a sign from the universe. And it's a really, really lovely exercise to do. The other sign that I feel like I had, and I don't know how to kind of compartmentalize it, but I want to share it with you, because it's pretty insane. So I'm sure you will remember me talking about, or maybe I did it as a story on my Instagram. Gosh, I can't remember. Anyway, do you know what? I'll repeat myself. So last year, August the 14th, was my and my husband's first anniversary. And we're always in Italy around that time, so we celebrated in Italy, and I'd bought him a gift. Paper is the first thing as a token for your anniversary. So I bought him this really nice kind of designer wallet, and I put some money in it for the paper. And bearing in mind, as long as I've known him, like, oh, I don't know, like 8 years or whatever, he's had the same wallet all the time. So I got him this really nice new, as I say, designer wallet. And we came back from holiday, and I would say within a month, maybe 6 weeks, he lost it in the car park of the supermarket. And he went back in to see if anyone, no, he came home, realised he'd lost it, went back to the car park, had a scour around, went in Asda, nobody had handed it in. And then the next day we did the same again, asked around, nothing. And I think we did that like two or three times. And I was convinced this wallet would come back to us. I just thought, do you know what, this isn't it. Like, he's not going to lose that wallet. And it was about, I think it was about 2 weeks later, that I was just doing a quick shop, and I thought, you know what it is, I'm just going to ask. So I went to the desk and I said, oh, I'm just wondering if a wallet's been handed in. My husband lost it a few weeks ago. And she was like, what colour is it? And I said, oh, it's brown. It's Louis Vuitton. And it'll have my husband's cards in, and I told her the name on the card. The woman said, oh, yes, it's here, but I need some ID, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we got it back. Yeah, 2 weeks later, we got it back. So that was the August. Then in December, so Christmas gone, we went to Beamish, which is like an outdoor... I don't even know how to describe it. It's an outdoor... museum, like it's Google it. I'm not going to explain it. If you're Northeast, you'll know what I'm on about. So we went to Beamish. It was like it was the 27th, so it was close to Christmas, and we had some food in the little cafe and came home and realized my husband had lost his wallet again. And we know he had it in the restaurant because he'd paid for the food. And we rang a few times and nothing. We emailed them, nothing. So at this point, I'm like, you don't deserve good things. You can't keep a hold of good things. Bearing in mind, in the space of like 4 months, he's lost the same wallet twice. And the one that he originally has, he's never lost at all. So kind of forgot about it. I did think, you know, I still had the feeling that it would come back to us, but forgot about it. Now, we've just been on holiday for 2 weeks, celebrated our anniversary again. We come back from holiday, there's an envelope and there's a Beamish stamp on it. And I looked at my husband and I was like, oh my God, I think your wallet's in this envelope. And he opened it and it was, the wallet was in there, there was still a £10 note in there. And nothing really, it was just like a compliment slip on there. They didn't even write anything on it. And that is... 8 months later, the wallet turns up, and bear in mind, we'd rang a few times. And I just think, do you know what? Like, you can absolutely believe, and I've had this many, many times. Yes, okay, the worst things in life can happen in a moment, but so can the best things in happen. The best things in life can happen within a moment. You know, you don't know what's going to happen today for you. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know that the universe will align and give you your desires, but you have to be aware of it and you have to be asking for it. You have to be in a positive space. You have to be in high vibration. So start asking for signs, because I do think if you're in struggle with manifestation or the thing that you're trying to manifest, one of the best ways to do this is to remove the resistance and start to ask for something else. So whether that is just a sign that you're on the right direction, whether that is a sign that somebody from the other side is walking by you, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing just to get these little signs. Like, it's a lovely little, oh, I don't know, it gives you little goosebumps that this type of thing is going on. And I want to end with something that I did try to tell you in a few episodes ago, but I ended up getting upset and I thought, oh, this is not the episode for this. And I guess it kind of, for me, confirms that there is something else out there. As I say, my mum believed in, she definitely believed in the spirit world. You know, she would go and get a fortune read. She would go to memories of spiritualist church. Not all the time. Like, it wasn't like she was there every week. Maybe like once every 5 years or something. But she genuinely believed in the spirit world, and that somebody was walking beside her. There's many stories in our family of like my auntie who had the ghost of a child that used to sit on her bed. My grandma had an image of an uncle or somebody that had passed in the family, and he was standing at the end of the garden and he had his hands all taped up and bandaged. And that night her brother-in-law came home and his hands had been caught in the machine at work and they were all bandaged up. Loads of little examples of that. But the main one that I did want to share with you was when my mum was in hospital, and you know, we knew it wasn't great. We didn't know 100% that she was going to, that it was her time. And she'd had a really bad, lung disease. So if she got a chest infection, it really affected her. She was only young, my little mum, as well, by the way. She was only 62. had this lung disease, and was in and out towards the end of her life, was in and out of hospital a fair bit. And we got a phone call, kind of going, and you know, we were told it was serious. And when we got there, she was unconscious. I don't think she was sedated. I think she was unconscious, and they had the mask on her. She was getting air into her lungs, and we kind of just sat and waited. So that was from about, I think it was at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and we stayed till about 5, I think, that day, and then we went home to sort the kids out and stuff. And at 4 o'clock, my mum came round, and she started kind of like panicking, and she took the mask off, and she was saying, I need water. And I didn't realize at this point that I was the only one that actually heard what she said, because my sister was off trying to get the nurse. My stepdad was panicking a little bit, trying to get her some water. And she had a hold of my hand, and she was like, what time is it? And I said, oh, it's 4 o'clock. And she was like, well, where's the Benz? If you're not from the Northeast, she was referring to our grandchildren. And I said, it's fine. Like, Neil and Luca have sorted it. They've picked them all up. And she was like, all right, good. And she was like, I've been to the other side, you know. And I said, have you? And she was like, yeah. She was like, I love you, you know. And I said, I love you too. And they were the last words she said, because after that, she took a drink, she put the mask back on, and then she was kind of out of it. And then it was, it was a, I think it was about another 5 days before she actually passed. And within all the kind of, you know, we were in shock. We weren't expecting her to pass away so young. I don't think we still kind of a bit had hope that she might come round for it, because she'd kind of spoke at that point. So I never really relayed that story to my stepdad or my sister, because actually they were in my head. They were there. They heard it all. So it wasn't until a few months ago, when I was talking to my sister about something, because I said, I think the dog's a bit spooked in my office. I don't know whether I need to sage the office. And she was like, you need to sage the office for the dog? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you're nuts. And I was like, come on, do you not believe in that stuff? And she was like, no. And I was like, but what about what mom said before she died? And she was like, I don't know what you're on about. I don't even remember what mom said. And then I realized she wasn't in the room. And then I got to say the same story to my stepdad as well. And, you know, for my mum to come round after about, I think it was the middle of the night that, the night before that she'd kind of had this attack on her lungs, where she then, you know, kind of went out and was unconscious, to then 4 o'clock the next day. So for her to kind of come round and say that she'd already been to the other side, you know, I mean, how many conversations would you get like that with somebody? I feel like I've gone completely off a tangent, and I do hope if you are listening to this that, if you've lost anyone recently, that has given you comfort, that this isn't the worst, saddest episode that I've ever done. It's more just, you know what? Comfort in knowing that there's somebody always walking beside you. Comfort in knowing that if you want direction, you can ask for it. Comfort in knowing that, you know what, if you want signs, you can ask for that as well. And I think I'm going to leave this episode there. If you have a question for the podcast, then please do send it in. Just DM me on Instagram. I do have some questions backlogged to go through to answer, but today this was just a really quick one to get it out for you, and just to talk about a few of the things that I have been gifted from the universe, and it's just, yeah, it made me smile, and I hope and pray that this episode has made you smile too. So yeah, as I say, I've been recording this at, I started it at 7:30 this morning. It is now 8:30, and I'm going to put it out in the next 20 minutes. But just to say, do you know what? It's been full on since I got back from holiday. I was working back to back with clients on Sunday. I worked bank holiday Monday as well. So the fact that I managed to get this out, I'm pretty chuffed with. But the other thing I did want to say is that I am going to be hosting a live event soon where I'm going to share with you what it is to be a life coach, how you can become a life coach, what you need to be a life coach, the tools, the technique, whether it's right for you. If you have a burning desire to help people and you have had thoughts about, you know what, maybe I could do that, then I would love you to join me. Please do follow my Instagram, and you'll be able to find a link very soon on signing up for that event and being able to join me free and live in a few weeks. I'm probably going to host that the end of September. So the details are a bit sketchy at the minute, but I just want to let you know that it's coming. So if it is something you're interested in, then that will be going out very soon, all the communication on that. So do make sure you're following me on Instagram so you can get the link as soon as it's out there. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.